Well, good very early morning to all you audio boomerangs out there in the boo-niverse. It is not long after midnight here in this part of darkest Canuckistan, but for some reason I can't sleep. I'm not sure why, because I almost got there while reading a book. It was actually a good book, too. But apparently, Gentle Morpheus decided that he had business to attend to elsewhere. So he quitted my fair chambers and has not yet returned. So it would seem, therefore, that sleep is, at least for the moment, not forthcoming. But that's okay, because it means I can get up and do something productive, like reading poetry to you folks. Now, someone who is not a fan of poetry might not consider that a productive action, but I am and I do. And besides, this is my show. So, let's get this show on the road. The other day, I made a remark in a comment to one of Paul O'Mahony's boos to the effect that I thought I had a terminal case of writer's block. Now, I wasn't entirely serious when I said that, but Paul rightly took me to task for it, charging me with uttering nonsense, which is no doubt true. He also suggested, among some less family-friendly things, shall we say, that I write for a certain period of time every day to get back into the swing of things and develop good habits once again. I am beginning to realize how much I've missed writing, so I really would like to do as Paul suggests and write for at least 5 minutes every day, even if it's just stream of consciousness, and even if it just seems like absolute rubbish to me, because I really do want to get back into the practice of doing that, and I want to hone my skills. As I have mentioned in previous boos, I have really struggled over the past 3 or 4 years with depression. And I found that depression totally zapped my desire to write. And not only that, it drained my idea factory completely dry. So I didn't have a clue what to write about. And not only that, but I was worried that my writing wouldn't be good enough. Well, I am now realizing that that was not a very good attitude to have. So thank you very much, Paul, for the encouragement. Paul also suggested that as soon as I finished reading his remarks, I should take up quill and parchment and write for 5 minutes just to see what would come out. Well, I did that, folks. I did not take up quill and parchment because that's kind of beyond me, given my visual impairment, but there's nothing wrong with my ability to type. So I did write for 5 minutes, and what came out was a poem. It totally took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it at all. It will no doubt be obvious to most of you that this poem is actually a metaphor for the depression that I've been struggling with, but I thought I would mention that just in case it wasn't very clear. So I'm going to read this poem now. Sorry for the long preamble at the beginning of this. Struggling. I am a silver fish caught in a net. The more I struggle to escape, the tighter the cords hold me fast. I gasp for the water of life, but am always dry, never satisfied. My scales lose their sheen with the passage of time. My eye grows dull, opaque, unfocused. If I give up this fight, will I have peace at last? Will the one who created me understand why this struggle seems too hard to carry on? Will I come to know true happiness in a greater and more beautiful underwater kingdom than this? No. If I give up now, I will be nothing but fodder for the malevolent fisherman who has caught me in this snare. So I struggle on despite my bonds and the seeming inevitability of my fate. Freedom could be just a flick away, a flick of a fin or a flick of a knife. And if I cease to strive for it, I cheat both myself and my maker. I can only battle on and hope to hear, when time comes to an end and all struggles are done, that dear and kindly voice which sang me into being say, "Well done, good and faithful fish. You have truly earned your rest."